All right. Well, I was looking around to see if Jed Rose is here because he's kind of like the hero of all the community. Somehow him and some other rogue Microsoft agents got into Microsoft and convinced them to promote all these little communities and, not little communities, but...
Communities that certainly are supportive of Microsoft, if not always entirely. Sometimes it's the criticism that helps you create the things, make things better than they were before.
And so here we have at the event the guy behind it all, one of the two guys behind it all. All right, Jed Rose of Microsoft.
Hi. Hi, Brad. Hi, Christian.
So whose idea was to hire, bringing all these little, not, I can't, shouldn't say little, all these community sites together? Right.
Yeah, so it started with the Feature Community Summit, which was about a bit over a year ago in November. And that's where we started with Feature Community Sites. These are websites that have a lot of traffic that support Windows users. They have really vibrant communities, forums, sites like WinCustomize. And those guys came out, and we had pretty much a non-NDA event where we pretty much said, here's the state of Windows, here's what's out right now, kind of just to raise awareness of the different technologies. So like the tablet PC sites, they might not know much about Media Center and vice versa. And so basically out of that, there's just such huge excitement, a whole fostering a sense of community amongst all the different community sites. We created the labs. And so that was back in July when we had beta one. And the idea was we bring in these guys, basically get their feedback, because you guys are what you guys call power users. And we get your feedback on the features, the user experience. And you guys really do pay attention to detail more so than the average consumer. I think we could say that safely, right?
Yeah, the icons.
The icons, right.
The fonts.
The fonts. The typography. Things like that. And so out of that, we basically found the value of this engagement, getting the end user voice in the product development lifecycle, and also just tapping, the users who are most passionate about Windows, which is you guys. And so pretty much that's been the story, and that's how we are to where we are today, which is here we are at CES. We have a new release of Windows, with the CTP. And again, we're getting your guys' feedback. We're showing you, the progress we've made. And things like glass colorization, the updated icons on the system administrator areas, that's all directly out of feedback we got from you and from other people through those events.
It looks like it's really making quite an impact online. I go, I surf around to all these sites, and a lot of some of these sites were around during the Whistler, that's the Windows XP beta. And now there's a lot more useful information. There's a lot less speculation and a lot more openness. Being able to talk to Jenny today, for example. The sites were never given access, that kind of access,
right?
Early on.
Right.
And a lot more, less signal to noise, a lot lower signal to noise ratio from all the community sites. And I think it's had, this Microsoft, obviously you follow this, but is the big wigs at Microsoft that are, approving the budgets for this stuff, are they seeing the benefits?
I think this is a cultural shift that you're seeing across the company. Like you see Microsoft, we have a lot of bloggers.
Right.
Scoble. We've become a very transparent company. You've even noticed that the IE team, we have a blog. The Vista team, we're actually going to have a blog for consumers. We're going to start posting on that in the next few weeks. So you're noticing across the company, we're really trying to be more transparent, put a face on the company, right? I get to know you personally, and you get to know Jenny personally. And so it's really that type of interaction, that engagement. It puts a more human side to Microsoft. And
it's like you take Darth Vader's mask off and you see that pasty, not quite like that.
Not quite like that. But it's really about humanizing the company, and I think out of that, we're able to engage with you guys and really get your feedback.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you inviting us here. It's been really neat to meet all the guys from Microsoft, and of course, it's really cool to meet the other guys in the community. A lot of us are a bunch of socialists, dorks, we talk to these guys online. It's like, wow, we can talk to them in person, and then, maybe that's not so great, but
Well, there really is a tight-knit community amongst the community sites. It was actually really funny because at the last lab in July, we had everyone come out, and this was the day that we announced a new name of Vista, Windows Vista. And everyone was down the hall from each other in the same hotel. And of course, they were all like huddled together around their laptops. Then they figured it out. They did the registration lookup and everything. So
I felt very dirty about that. I got it's Vista. Message back to the office. I think we bought 139 domain names with the word Vista in it.
Yeah.
We're bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, until Microsoft's lawyers come and say, it's trademark now. But
But I mean, also, we really do appreciate like the service you guys have provided to the users, and it's
well, thank you very
much.
It's
a win-win relationship. So yeah.
Well, cool. Well, thanks again for having us, and have a great show.
Thanks. Nice talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
No, it has been really cool to get to meet all these guys. I mean, Nate from Beta News was here, and I was mentioning earlier I was making fun of Chris Brittle's red hair.
Yes.
Yeah, picture of it is up on frogboy.wincustomized.com in my photo album area.
Yeah.
You want to see how he dyed his hair. And
I
got to see Jake from Jake Ludington from Locker Gnome as well. And there's, of course...
Steve Sinchek.
Steve Sinchek from TweakVista.com and as well as TweakXP.com. And, I'm terrible on names, but I mean, I have them all in my head. That's probably being shallow.
It's also because you don't recognize them because they're not online. So you can always recognize them online. Oh, it's that guy.
But exactly.
See them in person, it's like, oh my God, there's a person behind the avatar or behind the nickname or whatever it is.
I know what you mean, Christy.
Yes.
Yeah,
whoever you are. Right.
And then this is actually our first podcast where we've done it like not using Skype.
Right.
Which is probably means it's going to be a disaster because it's in a very noisy environment.
I do have to say, I mean, we had some technical problems actually. Oddly enough, not with the hardware, which is what I thought would go wrong, but with the software.
The expensive software.
Right. So,
we should give some props to the freeware program.
Exactly. So who came riding to the rescue? I had Audacity, just happened to have it loaded on the laptop. Works like a dream, naturally. So, so we're recording in the freeware program Audacity. So if you've never tried it out, go give them some downloads and try it out.
Yep, that's indeed. Well, is there anything else we should discuss?
I don't think so right now. Actually, I'd like to, go around. I'd like to see a little bit more of CES. And then next week we can do a little bit of, coverage of what things we've seen, things like that. Things we got. That's really the most important thing. I got the most awesome Microsoft Vista jacket. You can't believe it.
Oh, my God. They have treated us very well.
Yeah.
I mean, my soul was originally sold cheaply, but Microsoft's taking care of us.
That's right.
I got some good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm wearing a Hive.net. And another thing, Microsoft has this really cool community called Hive.net, Hive.net. And they're really trying to set that up as a way for Microsoft to interact with the community.
Yeah.
I mean, previously, they would do it through news groups and all that kind of thing. And a lot of people still like that. And I do, too. I'm an NNTP guy myself. But it's very nice. And I've got to meet so many cool Microsoft guys. And like I was alluding to earlier, I used to be one of those Team OS2 freaks running around Comdex. And I... pink, and I kid you not, they were pink shirts. I mean, they might as well just said, please, I use OS2, beat me up.
Kick me.
And exactly. And now here I am in the Microsoft booth, broadcasting. And that's just a huge, weird change.
I know. I got this, I checked in today, and I got my badge for CES, and it actually says, Kristen Hatcher, Power User TV, Broadcast Producer.
There you go.
I feel like... it may just be a podcast, but, I feel like that's pretty cool.
And it is. It's extremely impressive. Yeah, I mean, for a girl.
Right.
I mean, for a full-blown human or something.
Right,
A self-actualized.
I think what's going to surprise you, actually, Brad, is when I stop the recording here and then I strangle you with your own intestines. That will be surprising to you.
Well, yeah. Well, you'll hear us. There'll be a pause. And then also, and Brad is gone.
Just silence.
Just like that. Brad's dead now. I would say he's gone to a better place, but I think we know better than that.
Exactly. Well, on that happy note, I think we could probably wrap this up. Thanks again for joining us. And be sure and support us by subscribing to us on Yahoo Podcasts. We're almost in the top 100, I think, Yahoo Podcasts.
But yeah, it makes a big difference. Go to
podcasts.yahoo.com.
And then just type in for your search Power User TV, and we should pop up. If you subscribe to us, it helps get us up there. And maybe, who knows, maybe we'll get up there above FishCast, where they talk about fishing. And not talking about Fish the Band. I'm talking about literally, well, there, that bass looks pretty good. Right. We did pretty well with that last week.
Right.
And, because you don't want that, right?
No.
Right, that's bad.
Yeah, well, sure.
Okay.
So support us by subscribing to us on Yahoo Podcasts, Podnova, Odeo.com, and of course iTunes. And
send me money.
and Brad Money. And of course, this show was brought to you by WinCustomize.com, QuarterTo3.com, and NeoWin.net.
All right. Let's call that a wrap.
We'll call that a wrap. Thanks for listening, everyone.